Well, John, just sum it up, a great performance and it's the playoffs. How do you feel at the moment?
Immensely proud of my staff, my players and the fans. I've had my two boys up there and I spotted them bouncing with the fans, and that feeling you can't explain, especially with being the manager as well. It's just incredible. So I'm really proud of my players, and we all talked about, listen, just control what we can control and then that's it. And we're very upbeat in there. We're very looking forward to it again, because I think the way it's turned out is the best scenario if you're going to be in the playoffs. If we hadn't come in and done our job and Burton might have lost, then that's where I think the frustration can affect your playoffs. But I think the way we've built that momentum over the last three games is fantastic. We've won that final today, but now we've qualified for an even bigger tournament, and that's three games to try and finish at Wembley, which again we can put a few ghosts to rest from last year where I was very disappointed. So I think we're quite looking forward to the fact we may be able to go back in and put it right.
And you're going in with some real momentum now, having beaten Shrewsbury, Fleetwood and that performance and result today.
Yeah, it's good to get the away leg first next Saturday, and then we'll hopefully bring it back, and then we'll try and fill the banks and make it another memorable game. And we're creating history this year. We finished, the chairman came in and said that's the first time we've had 84 points in this league, so we're already creating bits of history, but now we need to create a little bit more. And I'll rest the players, but we've got a great feeling about the place today. The atmosphere was the best I've ever known at the club as a player as well in my playing day. So we're going to build on that, and we're not allowing them to turn the boilers off. We're going to just keep it simmering, and then we'll build it up for next week. But yeah, proud of everybody for staying positive and believing. But now you've got to keep believing, and now can you again push again? Can we push and just see if we can keep the season alive?
And how aware were you of what was going on up at Doncaster during the game?
Yeah, we had some feedback from behind. John Ward was in the stand as well. But you know from the fans, don't you? There was never really a big, huge cheer. Obviously, you're waiting for that. And I'm not religious, but even I was looking up, praying for everybody, all my past uncles, everything. Anybody that knows me from the past, please, is there anything? Send butts. But it wasn't good. It wasn't meant to be. But when you think that performance, some of those young fans, there's so many children in the crowd today, they're going to remember this day. Whether it's promotion or not, they'll remember this day watching Walsall, and some of the goals were outstanding, incredible. And it's a credit to the boys. They deserve this, and they deserve this chance to carry it forward.
It's not a day for individuals, but you mentioned the quality of the goals. I mean, Anthony Ford and Sam Mantoms were top draw, weren't they?
Yeah, top draw. I think Sam's been excellent. He's disappointed with coming out the team of Kieran, but their attitude and their reactions to coming out, and they're always ready to come on. If you notice, if you count back to the last three games, even back to Gillingham, every sub that's come on has made an impact, and that's a credit to what this team's about. It's a team effort. Milan said to me when he came off, he said, yeah, but I didn't score. I said, no, that's what you understand. Yeah, but you're still playing. You've played again. Because you're doing it for the team, you'll get another chance possibly to score, and that's the secret. They need to work for the team. We've all scored five goals today. When we concede, we all concede. It's mutual accountability, and that's why we've done well this year, and that's what we'll carry forward at this football club.
So it's Barnsley. You've won at their place. They've won at yours. What do you make of that?
Yeah, disappointed. At their place, they weren't the team they are now. I know they've got Fletch up front. They're a good team, but so are we. And we're in the playoffs for a reason, that we're consistent. They're on a good run as well, so it'll be a real difficult game like they always are in the playoffs, but I think they won't really relish facing us either, so it's going to be a real tough task. But it's good to be away in the first leg and bring them back to the banks, I think.
And how much is exercising the ghost of what happened in the JPT final at Wembley driving you forward to get there again this time?
Yeah, if I'd have had a choice, really think about it, it'd be quite special to go to Wembley with my family and everybody watching, and take the fans again, and even more, I think we'd get even more this time. That's where it's an incredible occasion. And it needs to drive us on. It'll be a difficult task, but I think if we can think about that disappointment last time and why we were disappointed, because we really didn't turn up. So that won't happen this year. We'll be ready for these three games, and looking forward to it.